RD team sequesters over 10 tons of CO2 in one trip, from farm residue to biochar. We all need to mitigate our carbon dioxide emissions to the atmosphere to fight climate change. It's been a great challenge to accept that climate change is a real and serious problem. It has then been a great challenge to accept that humanity's activities, that have made life easier in many ways, are by far the largest contributors to global warming. Well, we have good news. Now we know how to sequester atmospheric carbon into soil carbon, the solution to both climate heating and soil erosion problems. We are launching iTrap CO2, a carbon sequestration program that unites those of us who want to help mitigate climate change with farmers to help us restore the soil. RD has developed the iTrap CO2 initiative as a practical and large-scale solution. It is necessary to not only massively reduce our CO2 emissions, we need to start thinking about carbon sequestration as an absolute priority against climate change. iTrap CO2 has an effective, reliable, affordable, and scalable carbon sequestration technology that sequesters CO2 for centuries. To illustrate this, we wish to share with you the process of converting 15 tons of oat hulls into biochar. This starts by measuring the emissions of the entire process, from feedstock collection transport to the RD facility, emissions from the pyrolysis, to create biochar, to transport it to its final destination in soils. Biochar is a carbon-negative, cost-effective, long-term, and scalable technology. The health of our soil and the health of our planet are connected, and the material and technology that makes this connection best is biochar. Biochar is a valuable soil amendment that improves soil structure, aids in water retention, and can help in productivity. But most importantly for iTrap CO2 and you is that it captures carbon dioxide. Our biochar is made from biomass from agricultural and forestry residues. If you sequester your carbon, then what you do will contribute less to climate change. Indeed, it would be best if these actions represent an affordable, scalable, and proven method. We will take you through the whole process of how RD's technology and skill sets support our iTrap CO2 enterprise and put all the pieces together. First, we have to take into account the resource usage during the process that generates CO2. This is to ensure that our contribution really is carbon negative, or at least carbon neutral. Energy consumption in both the process and transport of the feedstock and biochar product output must be taken into account. Also, the system needs to be large scale. In some ways, biochar's contribution to the climate change fight works as a relatively simple ratio. The more biomass or agriculture residue we can prevent from decomposing and releasing CO2 by transforming it into biochar, the more carbon we sequester and the greater impact we can make on reducing climate change. RD has been presented with the opportunity to process 15 tons of oat hulls into biochar for the purpose of carbon sequestration, and yes, also for aiding soil and agricultural output. Oat hulls are the outer covering of oat grain after it has been treated to separate the groat, kernel, from the hull. In a nutshell, the whole process starts from picking up the biomass, oat hulls, transporting the biomass to RD, then by processing the biomass into the production of biochar, and finally by selling the product to our clients to improve soil health while sequestering CO2. So a number of key questions must be addressed. How much biochar can we obtain from 15 tons of oat hull biomass? How much energy, fossil fuel or other, is used, and how much CO2 is released during biochar production? How much CO2 can we sequester by turning it into biochar? Processing 15 tons of oat hulls biomass will produce about 5 tons of oat hulls biochar. CO2 equivalent is the amount of metric tons of CO2 emissions equivalent to 1 metric ton of another greenhouse gas in terms of global warming potential. It's used to standardize the effects of various greenhouse gases on the climate. After taking into consideration the manufacturing process for biochar and the inputs used for this particular situation case study, we are sequestering a net of 2.5 tons of CO2 equivalent per ton of biochar produced, 12.5 tons of CO2 equivalent in total, on net basis. For illustration purposes, the biomass will need to be transported to our site in a truck that emits CO2 emissions. The truck used in the transportation travels 50 miles in total. This includes the movement of the feedstock and the transport of the biochar afterwards, meaning 50 miles/6.5 miles a gallon times 8.887 kilograms of CO2 per gallon, equaling 68 kilograms of CO2 equivalent or 0.068 tons of CO2 equivalent. To transform the biomass into biochar, we will use resources such as electricity, propane, and labor. that will also release 0.175 tons of CO2. Finally, our product will need to be packed and transported to its final destination, being soil. All the CO2 emitted, generally small amounts, will be offset by the carbon sink that biochar will create, sequestering 2.5 tons of CO2 equivalent without considering the additions by the process. Moreover, biochar will sequester more carbon than what was emitted during production, thereby achieving net negative emissions. All the emissions and accounting are obtained through performing a life cycle assessment, or LCA. This helps in obtaining a carbon ratio after considering all the carbon emissions and the carbon sequestered in the biochar per ton of biochar produced. In this particular case, a ratio of 2.5 was obtained, meaning that per every ton of biochar produced, we will sequester 2.5 tons of CO2. In other words, by producing 5 tons of biochar, we will end up producing 2.5 by 5 tons of biochar equaling 12.5 tons of CO2 equivalent, resulting in a net carbon reduction, sequestration, of 2.5 tons of CO2.